Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 29th, 2013. I'm Holly Keen, and this is Raven News. The Sitka Assembly is putting $25,000 towards an effort to revitalize downtown Sitka. At its regular meeting last night, the Assembly heard a presentation from a group of Sitkans who formed last fall to improve the city's central business district. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
Cosmetic changes top the list of suggestions from the group. Things like putting trash cans in more logical places along Lincoln Street and making them look better. Painting murals on drab pieces of infrastructure like the retaining wall below the City Hall parking lot. Power washing the sidewalks. Installing bike racks that double as public art. Add new banners to the streetlights. Actually, that one is underway, says Doug Osborne, one of the group's organizers.
Jill, who's down at Abby's, did a great, great service and really spearheaded a project. And I think, and a lot of people in this group think, that this is a great arts town, and a great arts town needs great public art.
Osborne is sitting in front of the Sitka Assembly, flipping through a PowerPoint presentation. He's showing them samples of the banners. They're colorful and loaded with Sitka icons. Fish, Mount Edgecombe, the dome at St. Michael's Cathedral.
Look at this artwork. This is from a local artist named Laura Kaltenstein. That's being printed up right now. These are big, gorgeous banners.
The cosmetic changes were accompanied by some other ideas. One would make Lincoln Street one way from St. Michael's out to Harbor Drive. Another would close the downtown thoroughfare to traffic on four different Wednesdays. An experiment to see how it does as a pedestrian mall. Assembly members had lots of questions. Mike Reif said he supported the process and liked the overall idea, but he expressed concern at the proposal on the table to allocate $25,000 and let the group do its work with support from the city.
I don't think we should, as a body, just say, go ahead and do this. Let's say some of these items, like possibly closing the street, might be an item that the administrator working with you may want to do, but I really would think it'd be wise to have that a public process.
Tor Christensen, on the other hand, favored a more hands-off approach. He said the city needs to let little changes happen in order to create a bigger effect.
Nobody's going to come to Sitka because we have a bike rack that's shaped like a fish.
But, he said, that bike rack shaped like a fish can be part of a larger effort toward making the city feel vibrant and fun.
This is one of the few really concrete things I've seen come out to say, let's try and make ourselves a more of a visitor-friendly town. And it kind of approaches that whole, I guess, you know, cool factor. When you walk through a town, you say, this is a nice, fun town.
Interim City Administrator Jay Sweeney said there are a lot of options to improve downtown that don't require much city effort.
And there are a lot of cases where it seems like the municipality is the great and powerful Oz behind the curtain, that we are capable of achieving anything, and we're always the first resort.
But this, he says, is different. It's a public-private partnership. In other words, citizens can click their own heels together and get things done, but it helps to have Oz chiming in with encouragement.
And I thought this would be a good way for the city to be a creative partner with the private sector and with the revitalization committee, with some seed money to be able to look at a creative way of being able to accomplish the work and spread that budget and get as much done as possibly could be done.
So back to Doug Osborne and his group. He agrees that all the ideas on the list might not come to fruition, but he says his group just wants to get something done this summer.
It's just that the group's been meeting for 8 months. The honeymoon is certainly over. We need something to help keep us going. If we get some city support, like with the banners, Jill is taking the banners when they're done at the end of the season. She's going to clean them and she's going to store them. So that is the type of, but we don't have the $3,000 to buy the banners.
They do now. Assembly members unanimously approved $25,000 for the group. The banners, which are being printed in Seattle, will likely go up by mid-June. The rest of it depends on the volunteers, the city, and downtown business owners. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
Sitka's 2014 budget is one step closer to reality. The Assembly advanced the city's annual spending package last night. Pete Esquiro cast the only vote against the budget, citing his opposition to what he calls deficit spending. Esquiro says the city is planning to spend money before it's in the bank. Other assembly members said the budget, although fine this year, is in for some hurt next year. Mike Reif said the city needs to dedicate more money to roads than it has before. Phyllis Hackett said residents can expect to be asked on the city services they find important. And the assembly plans to hold a work session in the near future to talk about ways to increase city revenue. The budget gets one more vote before becoming official. Separately, the assembly approved changes to electric rates. The assembly had previously passed a 15% across-the-board increase to electric rates, but that plan called for a minimum bill of $35, and some residents objected. The new structure throws out that minimum bill. Under the plan approved last night, residents will see their rates go up as they use more power, but stay low if they conserve energy. Rates now start as low as 8.5 cents per kilowatt hour for residents using very little electricity. They can exceed then 17 cents for residents using more than 3,500 kilowatt hours of power each month. The new electric rates take effect on July 1st. It's shaping up to be a big fish year in the Sitka Salmon Derby. After the first 3 days of fishing, the leading king weighed in at over 55 pounds. Mike Vaughn says this is a lot bigger than last year's winning fish, and he should know. He caught them both. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The first possible back-to-back winner in the 57-year history of the Sitka Salmon Derby did exactly what we all do when we catch a big fish. He returned to the very same spot as soon as possible. What happened next was just as predictable.
We abandoned it because there wasn't anything there.
Vaughn and his fishing partner fished all 3 days of the Derby's opening weekend. With a one-fish bag limit in effect, Vaughn says he was selective, releasing two smaller kings on Monday before hooking the 55-pound monster. There's an unmistakable feel to a very large fish when it hits sport gear.
It came up to the surface and then went down deep again and stayed down there, and they just couldn't move him even until it was until he tired out.
Vaughn caught the big king in the early afternoon and kept fishing through the tide change to give his partner a crack at a good fish. Then he knew it was time to run for town. With $7,000 on the line, you don't want to cut it too fine time-wise. Turns out time was the last of his worries.
I couldn't find my wallet to find my Derby entry ticket. That was buried in the boat, so that was exciting for a little bit.
Vaughn's king weighed in at exactly 55.5 pounds, over 9 pounds heavier than the second-place fish, and 14 pounds heavier than last year's winning salmon, which he also caught. Vaughn is a fisheries biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, but he works in groundfish, lingcod, black cod, and rockfish. He says he has no more insight into salmon than the rest of us. He got a good tip from a buddy about where the bite was on Monday, and the rest was just fishing.
Being in the right place at the right time. We do put in a lot of hours and fish hard, but yeah, I was just lucky.
The Sitka Salmon Derby has never had a back-to-back repeat champion. Vicki Baggin won the 2009 Derby with a 56-pounder. She also won in 2000 with a 48-pound fish. Three out of the last 5 years, a fish in the 40-pound range has won the Derby. Vaughn is a little more confident in his 55-pounder than in his 41-pounder last year. He says we'll keep our fingers crossed. Fishing will continue for two more days next weekend. The second-place fish so far was landed by Justin Nevers at 46.1 pounds. John Roberts is in third place with a 45.8 pound fish. The top prize is $7,000 cash. The total value of all other prizes for hidden weights, total pounds of salmon entered, and door prizes is around $9,000. This year, so far, 133 participants have turned in a total of 222 king salmon, with an average weight of 20 pounds. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Prince of Wales Island had a small but healthy population boost over Memorial Day weekend for the 14th POW Marathon. KRBD's Layla Carey went over to watch the race and has this report.
About 300 people showed up to run or walk the annual marathon. While most of the participants are Prince of Wales residents, quite a few traveled for the big race. The featured performer at the awards ceremony was Cindy Reeves. She wore traditional Yupik regalia as she sang a duet with her father of her original song, Alaska, My Home and My Land.
Alaska, my home and my land. Alaska, my place in your hand.
Alaskans did well in the race. The big winner of the full marathon was Jonathan Christ-Tompkins of Sitka, who won a different kind of race last fall. He's the young state representative who ousted longtime Representative Bill Thomas in a close election.
Winner of the full run.
That's not how you run for office, though, by the way.
But that is how you win, so that's great.
Was this a campaign strategy? Or?
No, not at all. I just try to, healthy mind and a healthy body. Try to find some balance in life, and running is one way to do that.
Right. So do you run often?
I try to. In session, it's awfully hard.
He ran the full 26.2 miles in 3 hours, 1 minute, and 40 seconds. Second place in the men's division went to Andrew Tai, and Bill Elberson took third. Both of them are from Ketchikan. Elberson is an active member of the Ketchikan Running Club and is well known on POW, too. He says he's run every Prince of Wales Island Marathon since it began 14 years ago.
Prince of Wales is probably the prettiest. You know, the whole community, everybody on the island comes, either they're part of it, they're volunteers, or they're driving by saying howdy. So this is a really friendly, wonderful marathon. And you got a good chance of seeing a bear.
In the women's full marathon division, Anchorage runner Debbie Cropper, who was the special guest speaker, took first place with a time of 3 hours, 33 minutes, and 49 seconds. She donated her plaque to the community of Craig along with her race bib.
And that's all for Raven News. If you've missed any of our stories or would like to hear them again, please visit us online at kcaw.org. Now here's a look at Sitka's own weather. It's currently 53 degrees, downtown Sitka, partly cloudy. Today it's going to be cloudy with a chance of rain, highs around 57. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of rain, lows around 47 with light winds. You are listening to KCAW, Sitka.